He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm cloud may rise, strong wind may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm cloud may rise, strong wind may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. Oh, He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm cloud may rise, strong wind, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you, first of all, for allowing us to see a brand new day. For it was you who allowed us to rise this morning in our right mind. It was you who allowed us to rise this morning with a reasonable portion of health and strength. It was nobody but you who allowed us to wake up this morning, oh God, with our minds stayed on you. And so, God, we are here seeking your face, so that your will might be done in our lives and that you will get the glory out of our lives. Lord, we're so grateful that you are mindful of us, that you have purpose and that you have plans for us on this day. And because you have purpose and because you have plans for us on this day, we know, God, that your will be done in our lives. Lord, I desire this to declare right now, not my will, but I want your will to be done in my life, for you to order my footsteps, for you to get the glory out of my life, for you to get the glory out of my sacrifice, for you to get the glory out of my insecurities, my sufferings, my trials and my tribulations, whatever you allow to come my way this day. Lord, my desire is that you will get the glory out of my life, whether things don't go the way that I want them to go or whether things do go the way that I want them to go. Your word reminds me and your word tells me that all things work together for the good. And since I've been called to your purpose, and God, and I love you, Lord, then that word applies to me. And so, God, though storm clouds may rise and strong winds may blow, we can count on you remaining to be the same. God, you never change. You remain to be the same yet yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God, because of who you are, Lord, we can remain committed to you. God, because of who you are, we can stand, God, when the storm clouds rage. God, because of who you are, oh, God, we can stand firmly, God, though strong winds may blow. Because you are still our rock. You are still our provider. You are still our way maker. You are still our strong tower. And, Lord, before we give up, God, we're going to press forward and toward you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind everything that's unlike you, Lord, as we go into the second work week of our second work day of our week. We're grateful, God, of all the things that you have done. Last week was a very busy week for some of us, Lord, because we were in our workers' meeting. But we're so grateful, God, that you re-encouraged us, that you repowered us, that you renewed us, and that you revived us with message after message, Lord, reminding us that we are the salt of the earth, and God, that the salt that loses its savor must be thrown out, Lord, but we don't want to be thrown out. We're here to season the world. And then, Lord, you have messages that encouraged us that we were not built to break. Lord, though we may bend and though we may go through storms and trials, Lord, we're not meant to break. We weren't built to break, but we were built to stand. We were built to remain strong. God, we were built, oh, God, to be encouraged, oh, God, to be able to hold on to the rock of our salvation. And so, Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, today that though I may bend, God, and though I may go through different trials and tribulations, Lord, those things won't break me because, God, you said that I'm going to live and not die. And then, Lord, our bishop preached to us on Sunday, and reminded us, God, that he reminded us, Lord, that we, oh, God, Holy Spirit, help me. He reminded us, Lord, that we are the salt. He reminded us that we were the salt, that we were the people that the world needs. God, he reminded us, God, that we can remain strong in spite of what comes our way. And so, Lord, help us today that as we receive your word, God, help us not just to allow your word to be discarded from our heart and your word to be discarded from our minds, Lord, but help us to hold on to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The bishop talked to us about making sure that we check all of our options before we decide to make a decision. Oftentimes we make decisions without seeking or without checking on all of the options. We often forget about you. We often forget about what you have said in your word. And so we make decisions without seeking you first. We make decisions without consulting you. But, Lord, you told us to seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Lord, everything we need will be added, Lord, if we just seek you first. Stop making decisions on our own. Oh, God, stop going before you without seeking your face. Oh, God, stop, God, making decisions, life-altering decisions, without consulting the God of our salvation. God, we need to check our options. Don't give up. Don't say that this is going to be my last meal, but check on you. Check and see what you say about the situation, because what you say is always going to be better than what the enemy tries to tell us or tries to show us. And so, Lord, we need you, God, today to hide your words in our heart. Because if your words are hidden in our heart, Lord, then we'll understand your promises. We'll understand, God, that in this life we shall have tribulation. We'll understand, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And, Lord, that continues to go within our theme of prayer for this month, asking you for wisdom. Help us, God, today. Grant us wisdom. You say if any man lacks wisdom, we can ask you for it, and you'll give it to us liberally. Lord, we need to know how to handle situations on our jobs. We need to understand and know how to handle situations in our relationship. Lord, we need to know how to manage and how to handle our money. God, we need to know how to interact with people and how to deal with different life circumstances. Lord, we need to just know how to live peaceably with all men and how to be at peace with one another. To be unified, because there's one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God of all. We need to know how to live peaceably with one another. So God, grant us wisdom, Lord, today. We don't know the things that are coming our way today, but Lord, if you would just give us the spirit of discernment to open up our eyes that we may understand the things that may come our way, Lord, we understand that we won't be able to do these things on our own. It won't be by our own power, and it won't be by our might, but it will only be by your Spirit. So, God, come to more and have your way in us. Move by your power. Come to more and have your way in us. Move by your Spirit and move by your might. God, come to more and have your way in us even now, God, in the name of Jesus, and make us into the vessels that we need to be so that we may be filled with your glory today, that we may be filled with your power, Lord, today, that we may be filled with all wisdom and all knowledge, God, that only comes from you, so that the flesh won't get any of your glory, so that my old habits, my old ways won't get any of your glory, Lord, but my desire is that you will receive all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. Lord, I want to call on the name of the Green family who are in bereavement. I'm at the loss of Mother Lou Jenny Green, the wife of the late Bishop Samuel Green. God, I'm grateful, Lord, today that our lives are in your hands, that even when we pass from life to death, God, our lives are still yet in your hands. God, but those that remain need to know that there is still hope. We may have lost a loved one. We may have lost a landmark. But, Lord, you still are here to make us into the landmark that we need to be. You still allow us to be the light. We may have lost someone who is strong, someone who is wise, someone who is someone people look up to. But, Lord, that's who we are as well. And so though one saint has passed away and gone on to meet you to get her reward, Lord, we still yet remain. And those that remain need to stand. Those that remain need to proclaim your good name and your good news. Those that yet remain need to talk about how great you are and how mighty you are. And though we may not be here forever because we're not built to be here forever, God, we're only passing through. But God, you called us to be light in this dark and dreary world. And so, Lord, shape us and mold us that we might be the vessels that you need for us to be today, and that we may stand upon your promises, and that we may stand upon you, God, and hold on to you, and lean not into our own understanding, but in everything that we do, help us to acknowledge you, even in our mourning, even in our sorrow, even in our confusion. Help us to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, our rock, our salvation, our strong tower, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Help us to stand upon you, God, on this day. God, I pray for Miss Joanne, that you continue to encourage her and strengthen her during her chemotherapy. I pray that you would bless her son, Dominic, as he goes through different things on a job and in life, that you continue to encourage him and allow him to stand upon your promises. Lord, I pray for the members of Praise Center Church of God in Christ, that you allow us to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work, knowing that our labor is not in vain. God, my desire is that you will get the glory out of our lives, that you will send forth the laborers. God, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. God, send us laborers that we may, God, tend to the harvest that you have for us, that we may be about our Father's business, and God, that we won't be weary in well-doing, knowing that we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Help us to hold on to you. You said that they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. As we wait upon you, renew our strength even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Renew our hearts. Renew our minds. Renew our thoughts. Make us holy and acceptable and ready for the challenges that are ahead for us on this day. God, get the glory out of our lives. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.